social security number. We found some fraudulent activities under your name.
Nicholas and Natasha Palumbo of Scottsdale, who own tollfreedeals.com and sipretail.com, are allegedly responsible for hundreds of millions of similar robocalls, largely originating from India. Gus Eiler is acting director of the DOJ's Consumer Protection Branch.
International organizations that are placing the calls are customers of these gateway carriers, have contracts with them, and pay for the ability to transmit the calls through the gateway carriers and into the U.S. telecommunications system.
The court filing alleges that the Palumbo's business carried 720 million calls during a sample 23-day period, and that more than half of those lasted less than 1 second. The pre-recorded calls are transmitted through the Internet to prospective victims. Tom Maxedon, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The U.S. Justice Department yesterday filed suit against Nicholas and Natasha Palumbo, operators of a robocall center operating out of Scottsdale that made millions of calls that fraudulently threatened government legal action if money wasn't transmitted to the scammers. At a Department of Justice press conference yesterday, Assistant Attorney General Joseph Hunt outlined the offenses committed by the Palumbos.
Based on repeated warnings and the characteristics of the calls, the defendants are alleged to know about the fraudulent nature of the foreign robocalls they transmit. For example, the complaint explains that each group of defendants received numerous communications from law enforcement and others in the telecommunications industry warning that they were transmitting fraudulent robocalls. The defendants also allegedly were able to see that the vast majority of the calls they transmitted from their customers in India lasted less than 1 second, demonstrating that in many instances, consumers were rejecting them and had fake or spoofed numbers. The spoofed numbers on the calls often made them appear as if they were coming from U.S. government agencies, such as the IRS or Social Security Administration, or from emergency numbers like 911.
Robocalls increased by 35% in 2019, and perpetrators separated nearly $11 billion from victims in that same year. Calls like these were drastically reduced in 2003 with the National Do Not Call Registry, a list that people could voluntarily add their name to that would prevent telemarketers and robocalls from calling them. And the program worked for years until it didn't. Joining us now to discuss this increase in unwanted phone calls is Alex Quilici, CEO of Umail, an online service that monitors and blocks unwanted phone calls. Hi, Alex.
Hi. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thank you for being here. So the Do Not Call Registry seemed to be working well since around 2003. Why the increase in calls now? What's changed?
Well, what's happened is it's become extremely easy for anybody to go make millions of robocalls at very low cost. And so naturally, the scammers and other illegal telemarketers have taken advantage of that. And these folks treat the Do Not Call list as a no trespassing sign and just ignore it.
So when you talk about no cost, it sounds like that cost also includes the chance or the risk of getting caught and getting punished.
That's right. Although historically, it's been very hard to go after individual robocallers and make them pay a fine or make them have a consequence. What you're seeing happen now that's pretty interesting is that the government is going after the carriers that these robocallers use to get their calls on the U.S. telephone network. If the carriers don't shut down the robocallers, it looks like they're starting to face liability, which is what's happening here.
Alex, as my co-host well knows, my trick is to not answer the phone at all. So how do spammers trick people into answering their phone and having those numbers that are so close to our real number?
So they can just make up a number when they make a phone call. So when your call goes on the phone network, the carrier fills in the number. So your cell phone carrier fills in your cell phone number, a landline carrier fills in your home number, et cetera. But when somebody's using these carriers to make robocalls, they're just pretending. They put in whatever number they want, 202, if they want that area code to look like it's an IRS call.
Now, you've chronicled more than 100 billion robocalls made in the last 2 years. Obviously, these scammers wouldn't send all those out if they weren't getting some kind of response. Is it possible to, I guess, profile who is falling for these scams, who's being victimized here?
You know, that's a great question. And the answer is everybody. There's kind of a myth that it's only the elderly that are victims. And it's true that the elderly are susceptible. But, you know, lots of younger people have credit cards. And when they hear they can get a discount credit card rate, they press one and they give their credit card number only to find out it was a scam. So everybody's at risk of being victimized. These scammers are very clever and they're very persistent.
So, Alex, does it still make sense to add our name to the National Do Not Call Registry? And what's the recourse if you do and then still receive calls?
So those are two questions. So the first is, yes, it's worthwhile to put your phone number on the Do Not Call list, because regular businesses, the Hiltons, the American Expresses, the Citibanks, those will honor the Do Not Call list and not call you unless they have consent. The bad guys, of course, don't just ignore it. And there isn't really much you can do about that. You really have to start, you know, running robocall blocking apps like ours, doing what you do and not answering the phone, and really doing your best to avoid answering a call from a robocaller.
Alex, I think you've just given Steve more incentive to not answer his call when I actually call him. So thanks for that. That is Alex Quilici, CEO of Umail. Thank you very much.
Thank you.